This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This show. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A gunman attacking a Republican lawmaker. The shooter said he was disgusted with Republicans, and there's so much more than that. But a friendly tradition became a horror show on Wednesday when a gunman opened fire on Republicans practicing for a charity baseball game in a Washington suburb, wounding five people, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana and two members of his security detail. The victims, of course, were immediately rushed to hospitals. Emergency surgery and remains in critical condition is the latest we know. Right before I jumped on here, I double-checked on that. Another victim was also critically wounded. I mean, this is just sadly outrageous and awful, awful, no matter what differences are that people have politically speaking. It is that here in the United States of America, we're all Americans, right? It's terrible. So the shooter was identified by the FBI as James Hodgkinson, a 66-year-old Illinois native with a history of lashing out at Republicans, apparently, and their policy agenda. Justin Duckham is in Washington. He joins us now from Talk Media News. Justin, I can only imagine this was absolutely the biggest conversation going and shocking. When did you hear about the shooting?
I heard about it this morning when I was getting ready to head into work. Today I was actually on White House pool duty. That's when you choose about 13 reporters to follow around the president for the day and report back to the rest of the press on what was going on. And I was expecting a pretty quiet day. It was the president's birthday. He was scheduled to speak at the Labor Department to talk about his apprenticeship initiative. And then, of course, that certainly changed in a matter of moments. The response in D.C. has certainly been one of shock. A lot of people are still walking around very shaken. D.C. is a city where you see lawmakers just all around town. I would run into them on occasion at a little, corner store. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, used to go to this, just kind of greasy spoon little diner back when he was around, and you would know where he was going to be most mornings if you needed to track him down. And it just kind of shudders through the fact that, we're a lot less safe than people actually think they are. I think we were talking yesterday about how the Capitol was chaotic, just sort of known as being chaotic. You just get this level of access to people, and that extends beyond the Capitol itself to the city and the surrounding area. And this really just raises some serious questions about just the general safety of the people that we elect to serve us.
Yeah. What do we know about Steve Scalise? They say he might require additional operations, but I understand he still is in critical condition. Is that right?
He is in critical condition. MedStar Washington Hospital Center, the hospital where he's staying, put out a statement saying that he continues to be in critical condition, that the wound to the hip that he received, he only received one gunshot, but it was quite severe from what they're saying. Apparently, it fractured his bones. It caused internal organ damage, a massive loss of blood. So he is going to require some additional surgeries. And it's, frankly, a lot more intense than what people were initially, led to believe from the initial reports.
Wow, boy. Absolutely terrible, terrible. And overshadowing, like you said, what was going to be probably a pretty calm day, the president's birthday. So after that, was there still like the birthday revelry or, you know, an announcement of the president's birthday? Certainly. What happened as far as that's concerned?
We actually asked Sean Spicer about that a little bit earlier tonight, and apparently the president and members of his family were at the White House when we were outside getting ready to go to the hospital with him and the First Lady. We saw the president's child, Barron, as well as some of his grandchildren sort of romping around up North Lawn with, you know, Secret Service in tow behind them in plainclothes. From what we're told, they had a private dinner at the White House. They did not go to any of the Trump-themed properties in the immediate area, and instead just kept it relatively quiet. We didn't see the president really tooting his horn about the birthday very much today, and it was instead a much more subdued and family affair than people were, you know, initially expecting.
Yeah. While that's happening, sadly, the shooting, and then we've got the president and the birthday, and now his family in town, and of course, it's been Jeff Sessions yesterday, last week, Comey, the fired FBI director, and now there's reports about will there be a special counsel investigating the president for possible obstruction. Is that going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, two major bombshell reports tonight coming from the Washington Post and the New York Times. The Post initially reported that Mueller is now investigating Trump for potential obstruction of justice and is, in fact, calling in the heads of the intelligence community to interview them. These are the individuals who appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee, I believe, last week, and one by one kind of said that they were not comfortable sharing private conversations with the president, saying that although executive privilege had not been asserted, they were nevertheless not going to answer questions, primarily those that were related to reports that the president had asked them to intervene with James Comey and to essentially urge him to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn. So we have that from the Post. And then we have the New York Times also saying that associates of Trump are being investigated for potential money laundering, a big revelation in its own right. But, back to the Post story, this essentially means that the longstanding White House talking point, one that the president turned to time and time again, that he was not personally under investigation, just does not seem to be the case anymore.
Wow. So wild. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. So Washington, kind of tight as a drum. Justin said it. It's interesting because, like he remarked, we were just talking about Washington and how chaotic it is at the Capitol. I've been to the Capitol many times. We've taken the show there. In fact, I think in July we're going to take the show back to Washington for a couple of days. Once I know for sure, we will make all those announcements on the air and we'll broadcast live from, or we'll broadcast, yeah, we'll broadcast live from D.C., which will be really interesting. Now, though, with this happening, what'll happen on the Hill is going to be pretty intriguing, I think, sadly, because it doesn't matter. Republican, Democrat, I mean, forget all that. I always say that, especially on this show, right? Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, whether I agree with you, think you're crazy for your opinions, think you're right on with what you're saying. It doesn't matter, because this is about conversation. It's not about screaming wild accusations. And unfortunately, it's gotten pretty rocky out there. Joe Barton witnessed the shooting, the congressman from Texas. What did he have to say? That's next on America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Other than an act of war where you're defending your country or in your home defending your family, I just don't see how people shoot people or kill people, attack people. There's somebody that I've never met, and to my knowledge, I've never met anybody on that field, and yet he drove a fair distance. Whether he intended to do what he did or he did it on the spur of the moment, when he started shooting, he was shooting to kill people.
Yep, it happened at the third base area. A man with a rifle, people screaming, hit the ground after a single crack. Very scary. The attacker was identified as James Hotchkins, as I mentioned before, from Illinois, fired a barrage of shots at a park in Alexandria, Virginia. Republican members of Congress, once again, I'll re-rack this, were having a baseball practice, and the House Majority Whip, Steve Scalise, was in critical condition now, and five others were wounded in that. Just absolutely awful. Certainly our prayers and thoughts are for the Scalise family and everyone involved in it. Boy, this is the time to unite, not divide. You can absolutely hate the opinion, politically speaking, of your neighbor or the people in our world here in the United States. But I agree with Congressman Joe Barton. There is just no place for it. I don't understand shooting people either. It makes completely no sense to me whatsoever. So just in a matter of hours, the tension, the angry politics, all of that kind of stuff, it's awful. It's just awful. Awful, awful, awful that would happen. And that just in an instant, lives are changed. And who knows, you know, what happened. Somebody screamed out, he's got a gun. Then there was bullets. And this guy was behind a chain link fence near third base. He had a rifle. One round hit Scalise in the hip, dropped him to the ground. He screamed and dragged himself to the grass outfield. There was a trail of blood streaking the dirt. Sorry to be so graphic, but to get you the idea of what happened, people were screaming all over the place, hit the ground. Congressman Mo Brooks, same thing. He was holding a bat waiting to hit, briefly hid before diving into the first base dugout. About a dozen people had taken cover. And in that dugout was Zach Barth, who is a legislative aide. He was struck in the leg, and he hobbled across the field. He said it's okay. And because what they said is, you've got a hole in your calf. And so they cinched a tourniquet above the wound. Now, this is so incredibly sad, too. You heard Joe Barton, the congressman from Texas, the 10-year-old son of Barton, dove for cover under an SUV. And then some of the 20 or more people at the field sprinted into a nearby dog park. Others leapt a fence and fled. Bullets whistled overhead, ricocheted off the ground, they say, sprayed gravel. It was bedlam. It was absolutely bedlam. And then you had two members of Scalise's security detail who popped out of a black SUV in suits with guns drawn, and they returned fire. And the shooter was just standing there methodically moving along the outside of the fence toward home plate, going in their direction. And you had bark flying off trees. I mean, just imagine what this is like. You had other people that were there. You had Matt Micah, who was a Tyson Foods lobbyist. He was sprawled on the ground. He had a bullet wound in his chest. He's critical. And, you know, there was a woman nearby who had been walking her four dogs, and she was laying in the dirt. When no one could get to her, she crawled under a car, and oh, my. So the 66-year-old took 4 minutes and 44 seconds to ruin lives. To just absolutely ruin lives with the carnage. And, you know, people were laying on the ground. They were screaming. They were running. I just described it to you. And Hodgkins, who died later, because, of course, as I mentioned, he was fired back on, was apparently what they have gathered information-wise about him, was a home inspector who volunteered for Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. He had posts that read, Trump is a traitor, Trump has destroyed our democracy, it's time to destroy Trump and company. Investigators say he'd been living out of his white cargo van since March. He was hanging out for weeks, often early in the morning at the YMCA next to the park. He often talked with the Alexandria mayor, who worked out at the same time, kind of at the same time at the YMCA. And he had come to the gym around 7 a.m., then walked toward the ball field. And then people are trying to piece it together. And they think there were several lawmakers who think they actually talked to him. And 10 minutes before the shooting started, Congressman Jeff Duncan and Ron DeSantis said they spoke to a man who they think was him. And Congressman Duncan, who was about to leave the practice field, said he asked me if the team practicing was a Democrat or Republican team. Oh, I told him they were Republicans. He said, okay, thanks. And then they didn't learn till later what happened. He was targeting Republicans. And this happened after, just after 7 a.m. And, you know, these bullets, you know, we're talking about neighborhood, hit front porches, shattered windows at the YMCA. I mean, it really shook up that neighborhood. Really, really did. It's terrible. I mean, awful. There are no words for this. It's terrible. And this was about 7 miles away from the Hill. About 7 miles away or so. So votes and speeches were canceled. The president, whose birthday it was, as you heard at the top, tweeted out thoughts and prayers are with Scalise. And people just waited for updates on the colleagues and what happened. You know, just everybody was shaken up because there was obviously people that were there who were people that were there that were missed. Because he was just firing kind of all over the place as was described. Now, the good news is immediately they got their, the first responders got there as fast as they could. The security detail reacted fast, but nobody expected that. Just somebody screamed, he's got a gun, and then that was it. And it was just that popping sound, and before you know it, you have this terrible shooting and this disaster. And then there were pictures that were released about, you know, released on James Hodgkinson, and there's a photo that now is kind of making the rounds where he's carrying a sign, and it says, he raged a lot, I guess, on Facebook, and it says, tax the rich like Congress did for 70 years till Reagan's trickle down. We need 20 brackets, 20 million. Apparently he's a big Rachel Maddow fan, although she says there was never any correspondence between them, just somebody who watched her all the time. And it's just this hostility, just, wow. I mean, what can you do but stress unity? Again, we're all Americans no matter what, even if we think somebody else's opinion is cockamamie and outrageous and whatever. So, boy, a sleepy day ripped apart. I mean, just as awful, awful, awful. And, you know, they're saying now in Congress, there's a real escalation in death threats to congressional members. And even Congressman Chris Collins says, I'm going to be carrying my gun in the future. Bernie Sanders said it's just absolutely sickening. This is absolutely sickening. So the Republican from New York, Collins, said that, you know, after what happened with Scalise and four others, he was interviewed about it. He said, I have a carry permit at home. And now I want to carry. He's got a 9mm handgun. He says he wants to carry it to public events. This may now become the norm. Okay, stay with us. Coming up, we got the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
I caught that fish, me rambler, rambler. Lord, it almost went a fly. What a fly. I said, hurry and near mom, for my big mean mom is dead.
Wow, some good blues, I gotta say. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across the nation here on America Tonight. And I want to give a big, big, big shout out to all of our listeners on, and boy, I got a ton of email from you. WVNJ in that tri-state area. I think I said something about, I probably did. I said something about Umberto's or my favorite restaurant or food in New York or something. Every time I say that, then boom, 1160. Those peeps are all over it. We are so all united by food, aren't we? There's so many characteristics we could talk about. Dialects, weather, the types of attractions that there are, the history of the places where we're from. But food is the great uniter because you're talking about the greatest gravy, grits and gravy and the best cheesesteak and the best pizza and the best beef. Every time I go somewhere, everybody wants to tell me where to eat, and probably like the rest of you as well. In fact, that is going to be one of the many subjects this time around as we dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Patrick, who says, Kate, I'm wondering if you're taking a vacation this year, and if you are, where you're going. Vacation? Oh, I'd love to take a vacation. I was thinking that today. All these people I know who have regular jobs were sending me notes about they were going here, they were going there. I actually am going to get to be, in a couple weeks, I'm going to be able to see my family in Florida, and that'll be like a vacation to me, it is. And I also will probably get a chance to pop off to New York for just a little weekend, maybe in September, I'm not sure yet. You know how that goes. But like in a bona fide vacation, remember when I was a kid, the first thing my mom... I don't know how this started, but when she was trying to teach us about money and saving and whatnot, we opened a vacation club, or I had my own vacation club, where you would deposit money, you know what I'm talking about, and you had these slips, and you'd go in every week or whatever it was, and we would go to the beach, and that was the money for the beach, and oh, I love doing that vacation club thing. Such a smart trick of the banks. It's your money, and you're just taking it and depositing it, so you're setting it aside. There you go. How about you? How about you, Patrick? You didn't even tell me if you were going anywhere. All right, let's move to another one. How about this one? This one is from Wes, and Wes says, Kate, my thoughts are with Scalise and the rest of the gang, the Republicans, who were fired upon by this crackpot who was an extreme leftist. See, it's not always from the right, as so many people are quick to accuse. The nuts with the guns, it can come from anywhere. I think the hate conversation needs to dial down, dial back, cool off. I listen to your show because I'm tired of the same old crap that I hear on the radio, where you have guys who are getting paid, I'm sure, probably 50 times more than our Kate Delaney gets paid, where they're just pounding and hammering the same old thing over and over and over again. And half the time, I don't even think they believe it. And by the way, I am a Republican. So there you go. I understand about principles. I understand about wanting a shift in policies. But I don't understand anybody who is so incredibly hacked off that they shoot anybody, let alone go to Washington, target lawmakers. Very, very sad. Here's another one along those same lines. Thanks for that. This is from Stephen. Boy, I really feel for Scalise and everybody else who was on that field. I'm sure some of them were holding their breath because everybody was a target. I understand that he was shooting for more than 4 minutes. That's a long time. On a shooting rampage, that certainly can destroy a lot of lives. And it looks like that's exactly what happened here. This violence toward Republicans in this case was so over the top and so ridiculous. Are we at a boiling point, Kate? Do you think the nation is in that kind of a predicament? I think it's incredibly sad if we are in that kind of a predicament. But sure, it feels like some people take it to another level. And again, you can feel like, okay, you're playing for one team, I'm playing for another team. But does it have to go to the extreme measure, of course, of violence? Absolutely not. What do you say? He was nuts. He was crazy. Who picks up a gun? I don't understand shooting innocent people, children, any of that. I say this all the time, that since I've been on the air, what is the shift that I've seen since I got out of college? Because immediately I was in some form of journalism. So my whole life, I've been either a television reporter, a talk show host, an anchor, whatever it is, always surrounding news and sure some other things, sports and business, but the core has always been who, what, where, when, and why, what's happening wherever I'm living, whether it's was local or whether it was national. And of everything I've covered, and I've covered some horrific things, I just told someone the other day I was shot at in Mexico when they were having elections. It was the pre and the panistas, and they saw us shoot the ballot box and the stuffing. They were stuffing the ballot boxes, and that happened. And I think in my career I've seen 60 dead bodies. So it's not about that. To me, what it was about was these were different incidents related to different things that had happened, but nothing like the kind of rhetoric the hate messages, the anti-fellow American kind of garbage that's out there. And it's very sad, isn't it? It's incredibly sad. We live in the greatest country, and I really believe this. I mean this. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's not perfect. We're frustrated by all kinds of things. You know, I always say it's everything. Politics start local, right? So what's in your wallet? It's frustrating when you're hampered economically. You're juggling jobs. You've got kids. You want to have a kid. You can't have a kid. You know, whatever's going on in your particular moment. And it's, gosh, it's to take it out that way is the aggressions is just twisted and wrong. But, you know, now there's the push to say, well, that's because of media. That's because of talk radio. That's because of this person, that person. It's, you can't control what someone's going to do. You can't control what someone's going to do. You can't. But certainly, we could have more conversation instead of screaming matches consistently. And this is what it's been like for how many years have we seen this? So look at Steve Scalise is now the victim of this. He's shot. What is he doing? At a congressional baseball practice. People are walking by. It's just a normal day in Arlington. And that happens. It's awful. Terrible. And, you know, there was a Capitol Police officer that was injured in this whole thing. As I said, there was quick response. So the Capitol Police officers injured by the Virginia incident certainly have been praised for bravery because they jumped in as soon as they could. People made their way, heard the fire, whatever it was that it took, then they did something about it. So they responded as soon as they could. It's a couple of special agents. And I mentioned that Crystal Griner and David Bailey and Henry Barrera, their specific names for jumping out and responding as fast as possible. And, you know, Granier was hit. And other people were injured as well, responding to the attack. And, you know, they responded. They, of course. And it's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, one of the Republican members of Congress, witnessed the shooting at the baseball practice, and he praised them for the rapid response. So imagine everybody standing there trying to help colleagues in shock, doing whatever you can, and screaming, get down, get down, get down. And not expecting that to happen. All right, quickly, here's another one. This one is from Greg, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about that massive London fire. I think the death toll now is at 12. 12 people died in that. I'm surprised it wasn't even more after watching that. Yeah, you know, 74 other people were injured, though, and people were desperate. Somebody threw one, you know, they threw a baby out a window so somebody could catch the baby on the sidewalk. I mean, the black smoke that spewed from the Grenfell Tower in North Kensington, you had 200 firefighters who were fighting that fire. The smoke just stretched across the sky. I mean, even at dawn, people were trapped by the flames and the smoke, and it was awful. They say it was unprecedented. You know, the fire chiefs can't remember anything like it at all. You know, people were trying to do whatever they could. And I like the baby drop, that was 10 floors. Can you imagine? So a woman was hysterical and said she's going to drop the baby. She was banging in the window so people could see. And a guy jumped forward and he grabbed the baby. Somebody else threw a couple kids out of the window, tried to help the kids. Terrible. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. We need a little light here. We're doing that next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
I am a war machine!
I feel like I'm at a headbangers club. I used to go to those clubs where I couldn't talk to the person next to me. So we would walk in. I'd walk in with my friends and we'd say, okay, we have a deal that we're not going to lose our voice, so we're not going to talk. And then when it's over, we'll walk out and then we'll talk. You know when people are screaming over each other? I don't know if you all can relate to this, especially think of your parents and whatever music you listen to. I lived in Vegas and my mother came to visit and I took her to the Hard Rock Cafe. I thought it was just the greatest thing. I lived close to it. You could walk there. Boom. Done. Right? I liked the music. And we sat like at the counter because, of course, it was jammed. And she looked over at me and she said, I think I have a migraine because the music was so loud. I think I have a migraine. I think we need to hurry and finish our lunch and leave. Oh, well. I tried. So it's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Nathan Reeder joins us for this fabulous segment. Hi, Nathan.
It's true. It's me. Hi.
All right, so you're going to love this. A lot of times when people are in the hospital, they miss their pets, and their pets would perk them up. That's why there's such a big push for therapy dogs. Because even strange dogs that are, they make you feel good, or some people anyway. And I know a lot of people that
even
have
strange dogs.
That's not their dog. So, you know, they're therapy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this story was so clever. A California woman disguised her grandmother's dog as a baby so that the dog would be able to visit her while she was sick in the hospital. And they say, like, it was off the charts, her reaction, and it was just so positive for her. So she carried the dog in a blanket in order to smuggle it in. And it looked like a baby, she knew what she was doing because she's a vet tech, and the grandmother's beloved pet dog, you know, just kind of was very quiet. They went by the hospital staff, and she initially fooled her grandmother into thinking the bundle in the blanket was her sister's baby, but then the dog jumped into her lap, and that was it. So, and what's funny is the woman who snuck the dog in, later what she did was she took a picture of herself sneaking it in, and it went viral because she tweeted it out, was really tweeting it out to her friends. So the idea of doing that, 500,000 likes and 120 retweets. How about that? I thought that was clever. Why not? Forget it. Why not?
Puppies.
Puppies. Make you feel good.
Yeah, the retweeting, or I mean reposting the social virus that can make things an international market commodity immediately is quite an interesting fad.
It is interesting.
I mean, like Donald Trump with a tweet handle continuously pounding away as he did before the presidency is representative of the changing subtleties of a lot more at the same time than we ever could have imagined. It's quite fascinating.
I think so, too. I think it's incredibly fascinating. And where it all ends up, and there's so many different ways to use social media, and who knows. I've heard from some people, hey, if you have a big Twitter following, that's great, but don't worry so much about Twitter, because in the future it's really Instagram and Facebook, since Facebook owns Instagram, and it's about having video and even more pictures, and so that's going to be where people really look, and who knows. I mean, that's what I would say. I love this story. So would you call that a bingo because of the dog?
I am always giving it up for puppies or animals,
yeah,
making
kids. Yeah.
People smile because, you know, they're good reminders of where we came from and how just sweet we could be.
Right, we could be. I like how you say that, we could be, absolutely. All right, then there's this story. A tourist walking through an Indonesian jungle was detained by an orangutan. That sounds scary, right? But the orangutan didn't mean any harm, just grabbed her hand, wouldn't let go. And she's a little bit flustered, and then finally the orangutan let go. Finally let go, but wanted to shake the hand of the woman, kind of freaked her out, and then eventually let go. It took like 5 minutes. I think 5 minutes of the orangutan holding my hand might be a little scary to me. But I don't know. I thought it was good.
Definitely awkward. You know,
it's awkward, but I would hope someone would have a picture of it, and then I would have a memory. I think it's cool, though. I'm saying bingo to that, too.
Yep, along camera. Put it on social media, but make sure they're watching all 5.5 minutes of it.
Yep, I agree.
Awkward,
yeah. It would be awkward. Okay, so this is interesting, too. You know, the whole thing about parking is at a premium when you live in a place where, or you're going to a place where there's not a lot of parking. This Texas tea shop got engaged in a sign war with a local Wendy's, apparently. And it was two businesses. It sparked this feud. They were posting clever messages to each other on their street side marquees.
Who started it?
Well, what happened is this business in Lubbock, Pure Water Ice and Tea Company, they had a message on their marquee. They offered free drinks for Texas Tech head football coach Cliff Kingsbury, and a nearby Wendy's restaurant tried to kind of trump that proposition and said, hey, Cliff, hungry and thirsty, we got you. And they didn't like it because they kind of stole the idea, I guess. And so the Pure Water assistant manager fired back by telling the Wendy's location that their sign looked familiar, and they started this war of who got there first. And they went back and forth with this feud with these signs, and it became a big thing for people to figure out, you know, this kind of this war between the two of them and who would win out. And apparently the coach said neither, because he's not interested in going to either place. You can try to seduce me as the coach into coming into your establishment, but the Texas Tech head coach wasn't biting on any of it. I think it's kind of funny.
It's like a real life Twitter fight that the person that it's about isn't even watching the thing in the first place.
Yeah. Like, go ahead. You can fight for my business, Wendy's and Pure Water, but it doesn't matter because I'm not really interested. I'm not paying attention. So go ahead and do what you got to do and don't worry about it. Right?
Yep.
That's what I figure.
Yep. Yeah, go with absolutely. That competition, though. Adorable. You can't own nothing. Don't own nothing. Or wait, have a lot of money and then you can own it forever. I don't know. One of those or more of those. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those or more of those. I'm going to agree with that. All right. You know, this is interesting, I think, to me, too. There's been a lot of interesting things to watch on the market, but with what's going on with tech and all that kind of stuff. But what's really interesting to me is the fact that while people are paying attention to their technical devices, meaning really their phones, what I just read a story that why would we pay $11 for a sandwich, go to lunch with people, and then have our heads in our laps or on the table sitting there not paying attention to the person and just playing with whatever technical device we have, which is mostly phones. And they figured out that if you had, let's say, an $11 lunch a year, if you ate out two times a week, you were losing out on a potential investment of $88,000, and they were saying over 30 years. So if you eat out twice a week for at least $11, Nathan, you are throwing away $88,000. What do you think?
Oh, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I eat out.
Bring your food. I do, too. Everybody does. Everybody says they're not going to do it and they're going to save money and, oh, wouldn't that be cool? There's a great example. That's incredible that you spend that much, and I bet you everybody listening can say the same thing. Bingo.
Yep, bingo.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nathan, thank you so much, and thanks to everybody else for listening to this version of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.